Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Dad Can We Talk. I'm your host, Anthony Ray. And today is episode 49. And I'm with my boy, Kobe Davis, man. So y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all know how we do it, Dad Can We Talk. We talk all things fatherhood. We're going to keep it real. And we're going to talk about this fatherhood thing, man. I've been waiting to get this man here on for a minute. We were supposed to get together some months ago, man, but finally our schedules have come together, and today is that day, man. You know, this is one of my former co-workers. My boy used to be out there helping me throw them cases on the line at Walmart, you know, so this man here is the referee extraordinaire. You know, if you know anything about Alachua County in this area, man, if you're looking for a referee, this the man right here. This right here, people be hating him, man. Them parents in the stands be yelling at my boy and all that, man. He be making some bad calls, all that type of stuff, man. But y'all know. So if anybody from this area got kids that play basketball, man, you probably have seen this man plenty of times within youth sports. So before we get started, y'all know I need for y'all to go to the podcast page and like on Facebook. I need y'all to go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to the podcast on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify. Go on Spotify. Do what you got to do, man. Follow the podcast. Leave a review. Like the page, like whatever. Go to the YouTube page, subscribe. You know, we just trying to spread some positivity when it comes to fatherhood, man. We want to change the narrative that's been surrounding black fatherhood for so long, man. So without further ado, man, I want y'all to welcome to the show my man Kobe Davis. How you doing, my boy?
Doing all right, man. Blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I'm ready to get into it. So we're gonna go ahead and start it off how we always started off, man. I want you to talk about how your relationship was with your dad. What was that like?
Man, y'all growing up with my father, Theo, you know, my dad was always a hardworking young man. I ain't gonna say always. Since I've been old enough to remember, mm-hmm. my dad always been a working man. He always been, you know, whether it came from the school board, or whether it came from Sam's, or whether he came from him going to, you know, tow something for somebody, or him working, period. My dad always been a working man. I remember on the weekends, I probably can't recall it to how old I am now, to when he was Saturday mornings, you know, I'm getting up thinking I'm finna watch cartoons. He getting up, heading out the door, like, hey, here go, son, here go, you know, it go $10 for the day, you know where the key at to lock the door, you know, put the key in the little spot, that way you don't lose it down the road or something, you got your bicycle, you go lock to the bike, and he out of there.
Yeah.
You know, times has changed nowadays with kids, you know, they're not allowed, you have to be aware of them outside. To, you know, when we was growing up in the day, we could get on the bicycle and I'm down the road.
Gone.
Yeah, you know, I'm gone all day. I'm telling my kids, you know, y'all sit in the house and play the game and stuff and y'all enjoy stuff in the house. I remember Pop used to tell me, going down the road, mm-hmm. you know, we down the road, ain't no, you know, drinking water at the water spigot, faucet.
For real.
Going to the stove. I remember when Star Crunches used to be 25 cents. So, you know, a dollar went a long way back in the day. But
back in them days, you can get, what it was, Laffy Taffy?
Yeah, like Laffy Taffy, for 5 cents. Going right there, the lady had them right at the counter. Yeah. Hey, I couldn't, you know, give her a quarter. We got a good 5 pieces of candy. You know, but with my father, man, he's always been, you know, he's always been a phone call away. I could always call him, hey, Pops, I need something. You know, he always come through. He may talk junk, but he gonna come through. But out of everything in life, I'd probably say he's always taught a life lesson behind something. You know, me getting something from him or borrowing something from him has always come with a life lesson. And, you know, just him in general, you know, I do thank him for a lot. I thank him for a whole lot, what he mm-hmm. has done. He may not know it. He may know it. But I, really appreciate him. You know, I'm glad to be his child.
Straight up.
You know, and that's you know, real right there. When it comes to kids nowadays, you know, I hate my father, I hate my dad. You know, there's a lot that I may not have done with my father, but I try to implement that in my boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like as if, like you touch bases with me refereeing, you know, my father wasn't no referee or nothing. But I try to take my kids, you know, my boys with me so they can have that opportunity to see, oh, you know, dad out here hustling. He out here mm-hmm. doing something he loves. That way, when they grow up, I want to do something I love and bring my kids with me. You know, even if whether it's a beach trip mm-hmm. or whether it's a, just riding out to go to maybe one of my friend's house or something, they get to see, oh, you know, dad doing things, dad doing good things. I recently just got a new truck.
Okay.
You know, F-150.
Yeah.
So my oldest son, he loves it. He's, oh, dad, you know, I got more space. Yeah. You know, we upgraded from a Toyota Camry. And I had okay. that Camry since 2013. So,
yeah.
I mean, I put a lot of miles on. I don't be everywhere in that Camry. But, man, you know, I just learned a lot from him. You know, I really do appreciate him. You know, he talked junk to this day.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I have to tune him out. But then again, you know, that's Pops. He going to be who he is. And if anybody know who my dad is, they know he, mm-hmm. they know Theo crazy, man.
Yeah.
And he'll probably start laughing if he hear it. But he know it.
Yeah. Man, shout out to Pops, man. Shout out to all the good dads out there, man. Because, like I always say, man, it's always good to hear these stories about the good fathers that were out there, because a lot of times we only focus on the dads that weren't there. You know, the dads that didn't do what they were supposed to do. We only hear about the dads that were absent. But a lot of times people don't talk enough about the dads that are there and present with their children and the impact that those dads have on their children. And now they have that on their children. Now their kids can have that impact on their kids. You know, and it's just passed down from generation to generation. And that's something that I want to break that curse, because I didn't have my dad growing up. You know, I look at people like you, like, dang, like, that's what's up. Like, that's really a blessing. Like, I wish I could have had that. But even though I didn't, I don't put myself down and make myself feel like, I'm just like, all I can do is change that. You know, whatever my dad didn't do, let me make sure I don't make those same mistakes. And I believe that those are the type of things that help people like me keep going. And when I hear stories like yours, it's like, dang, you know, at least there were some good dads out there, man. You know, and like I say, man, shout out to all the dads out there doing what they're supposed to be doing, because, you know, that's just so important, you know, and we just don't focus enough on those dads, man. So shout out to all the dads out there handling their business. So, how many children do you have all together?
Man,
I got three.
My oldest son, LaMarquise.
Okay.
And I got my youngest son, LaMarion.
Okay.
And then I got my daughter, LaMaria.
Okay. And we got two of the sons here in the studio with us right now, man. So, shout out to the young boys over here, man. Them young boys. But, so you got two. So, how old did you say they were?
LaMarquise is 11.
11?
No, I'm playing.
Okay, I was going to say.
Nah, Duke. LaMarion Duke, he'll be 11 May 5th.
Okay.
Then LaMarquise will be 14 September 15th.
14.
And then LaMaria will be 8 July 15th.
Okay.
So they all five babies.
Okay.
You know, 15, 15, 5. All right. I mean, 15, 5, and 15.
All right. You know what I'm saying? So you got a teenager. What's that teenage phase been like, man?
Man, I mean, you know, before we even, you know, before the show started, I mean, it's different, man, with him. Because, you know, he was born on a Saturday. The Gators was getting ready to play Tennessee. So, you know, as a matter of fact, I was actually at Walmart. I'm getting ready to work.
No, the Gators got smashed in that game.
You know, Gators beat their behind that day. But, I remember it like yesterday, man. You know, his grandmother, his mom's mom had called my job and had told him that, you know, his mom's water had broke. And I believe at that time, I was working in Staples Stop. I was pulling pallets off the truck. And, my boss man at that time, but both of them, Tommy White and Kevin Connor, came out. Kevin comes out. Hey, Kobe, man, boy, you need to leave. I said, I need to leave. You know, at that time, I was about working. You know, I'm like, Kevin, I ain't finna go nowhere. He's like, nah. He's like, man, you got an emergency call. Your mama on the phone calling, and you know that your girl water broke. I said, what? So you not running now? She pick up the phone. Hey, Kobe, you know we on the way to North Florida. The baby about to come. You know, their mama named Stephanie. Stephanie water broke. So I tell Kevin, I got to go. You know, hey man, boss man, I'm gonna holler at you. Give me doubt. So you know we had to walk towards the front. Yeah. So, you know, I'm running through the modules. So nobody see me running. And I run to the front, get in the car, shoot down 75, get to the hospital. You know, they laying in the bed. He's there. He's looking. You know, I'm looking like, dang. You know, instantly, it didn't hit at first because I'm like, you know, I see another human in the bed. He was kind of white. And I'm like... You know, I'm looking at the baby. I'm like, this mine? So, you know, when I finally get him in my arms, you know, instantly I fell in love with him. You know, he looking all different. You know, I'm like, man, this my child.
Yeah.
You know, like, this me. Like, this my legacy. This Davis.
Yeah.
You know, this another kid that might grow up, you know, in High Springs. You know, that's where I'm from. So, you know, this is another kid that's going to grow up. You know, this is somebody I get to raise and try to make him be a better man than me. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, you know, want him to be something better than me. And then, you know, now over the years with him, his brother and his sister, he's the oldest. So we done got to the teenage years now. And it's like I look at him and I'm like, dog. Where his time went, because it seemed like it was just yesterday he was born. He got braids in his hair.
Yeah.
You know, he's an AB student at Oakview Middle School.
Okay.
He just got a National Honor Society. You know, I couldn't be more proud of him. You know, his voice changing. You know, it done went from, you know, that little sweet voice to now he died. You know, it's different, man, because he getting hair up under his arms, he getting hair on his legs.
Okay.
You know, he coming into his own. You know, he got a little do-rag now.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, got a cell phone. You know, back in the day, man, we ain't had no cell phones. You know, I was...
All we had was a bike. That was it.
Yeah, a bike. And if we did, was on the phone. You know, we was on the phone calling. And, you know, couldn't be the... my grandma's name was Gary Jean House. Couldn't be the Gary Jean House on the phone because... She going to pick up the phone. I need my phone. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got three waves. Somebody beeping in. You got to call them. But, man, you know, having a teenager is really, you know, changed a lot of stuff with him. Because, you know, as a baby, I'm so used to protecting him. You know, so used to being a father figure to him. To now he's getting old enough, he's coming into his own.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I don't really have to tell him too much. You know, he's very respectful, very smart, and he's to the point now where he's picking up his basketball knowledge and the sport, because he loves basketball. So I can honestly say he's a sharpshooter. So now we know he's getting to that point now where he's working more on his dribble, his defense, and he's actually getting better. He's actually improving more than what I thought it would be in a time span. You know, like some kids, you know, you'll look at me but oh, they don't pick it up. But him, he actually wants to work. He actually wants to get in the lab. Hey, Dad, you know, can I go here? Can I go there? You know, he wants to go to camps. And, you know, back then, that wasn't accessible to us, you know, growing up. You
straight
know.
Up.
So now, you know, I want to be able to let him do what he wants to do. And the more he do what he wants to do, the more and more he's coming into that teenager stage. you know, he wants his first car to be a Mercedes.
Okay.
So, you know,
for the home.
So, I'm saying, so you see, he got high standards right now. Like, man, he's really set himself to be high standards. You know, I set him to have high standards, but his standards are highable where he can achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all I ask for him, man. Son, achieve your goals in life. Do what you want to do in life. Don't do what I may want you to do or what your mama may want you to do or what family wants you to do. You do what you want to do. Because at the end of the day, you got to be happy with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy with him. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of his brother. You know, but like I told him, 4 more years, man, you'll be out the door. Like, you'll be able, you ain't got to worry about, you know, they own me and this and that. I mean, but you know, like I told him, I'm going to be on you for the rest of your life. Until the day I'm 6 feet under. And I still want you to hear in your ear, man, what would my daddy say for me to do?
Or what
would my daddy do? You know, he's fortunate enough now that he's got him. He's had me. He's got his grandfather, which is my dad, Theo. And he's old enough and fortunate enough now to know that he had his great-grandfather, you know, rest in peace to my granddad, Leonard Davis. And, you know, he was able to be around him. So he has that old soul of my grandfather, Leonard Davis, who's, you know, real laid back. You know, they call him Saint. So, you know, some people in the community are seeing, but like, that's Lil Saint,
yeah.
You know. Now, my granddad used to shoot pool, so I'm just starting him to where he wants to learn how to shoot pool. So, but, man, otherwise than that, man, teenage years with him so far have been great. Like, I ain't really had to, you know, like, get to the point where I, like, might want to murder him or something. Like, he's really been to the point where he's been that kid. Like, I can honestly say, like, I get a lot of parents... He don't know, but I have a lot of parents that call me and say, "Hey, man, your son LaMarquise?" I'll be like, "Yeah, that my son." "Man, your son is very respectful. He's very mannered. You know, he don't know. I got a teacher that teaches at his school that I know. And she watches him from time to time. And he's a great young man. He does this. You know, man, you can't be more prouder than that out of him.
Straight up.
You know, he may not know it, but I teach him to be a leader. Let's not be a follower. Let's be a leader. So what, you know, the kid or a kid might want to fight in school and stuff, that don't mean you got to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be a power, a voice, a reckoning, and, you know, you probably could come between that if you wanted to do that. But then again, you have to know what battles you can fight as a young man. Because at the end of the day, you know, if I ever get a call from the school, like I tell him, I'm going to come talk to you first. We're going to talk. We're going to see what's going on. I don't care what the teachers or nobody else say. You tell me what's going on. As long as you don't lie to me, we'll figure it out from there. Then we'll go to the teachers and we'll go down the chain of command and we'll get what's what. But otherwise than that, man, he know I love him to death. That's my dude. He can get anything I got. I try to be there for him. I want him to know, you know, hey, when he gets older, hey, man, Dad did this for us. You know, Dad took us here. Dad took us there. Even when Dad ain't want to get up and go, you know, he went there for us. You know, Dad might have dropped us off and we didn't want to be to somebody's house. He came back 5 minutes later after he done drove 80 miles away and came back and got us. So, you know, he knows it, you know, but man, he's that kid, you know. He's that kid, you know, not to brag on him or, you know, try to take away from anybody else's child or nothing, but man, I could have about 30 of them and I'd be a proud parent of him.
And see, what's crazy, I think that's so important for us to be able to do that with our children, because one thing I will say, now people hate on this man. People hate on LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
And people say he be talking crazy, he do this, he say this. But I'm like, I love LeVar Ball because, okay, yeah, he might say some outlandish things at times, but one thing about it, but that man gonna brag on his children, and he gonna make his, like, people like, oh boy, he tried to make Lonzo sound like this and sound like that. Like, and bro, that's that man's son.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't he do that? Like, why wouldn't you say all these things about your son? I know I am. You know, when my son get to that age, like, why not? Like, shoot. Man, if anything, man, I'm gonna sell it. You know, I'm gonna make sure. And when you speak like that, you speak in life, bro. And I think at times people don't understand, you know, the power of speaking that type of life into your children. Because if it's, and vice versa, if all the time every time you're talking about your children, you're talking about, they don't do this, they don't do that, they like this, and you speaking all of these negative and bad things about them, man, that stuff begins to manifest, bro. Yeah. And we got to be careful, you know, and I speak even for myself, you know, just be really careful about, you know, the things that we speak over our children. You know, so, and then, I mean, if you, people say, be thinking the man crazy. LeVar Ball spoke all that stuff about his sons, and now look where they are.
Yeah, look
where they are. And look at them jits balling.
They balling, yeah.
You know, straight up. And I mean, you can say what you got to say, but them jits balling. And that man been saying the same stuff ever since he came into the media spotlight. That man been saying that stuff. And it's like, I feel like a lot of it has to do with just, he just spoke it. And that's just him speaking in the media. I can only imagine the thing he's speaking, you know, behind doors. You know, he telling them, you know, man, bro, you can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, man, you gonna go out, you gonna do this. This is what we gonna do. And it's like, yeah, man, you know, we really got to lift our children up like that, you know, because all truth being told, we got black sons, bro. We got black children. Yeah. And the world ain't gonna say that stuff about our children.
And that's another thing I've addressed with him, especially my youngest son, you know, and their sister. With them two, I have to explain to them, you know, we living in a day and age where being black, we have to stand up for ourselves. Because it's not safe walking down the road and you being black and we being just looked at as, oh, there's another black kid walking down the street. He probably ain't up to good. He doing something he ain't got no business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to teach them, you know, as a black kid, it's cool to have your A's and B's in school.
All right. For real.
It's cool. Not
very
not,
cool.
Not because, you know, he made A's in school, he ain't cool. No, you cool. Like, I don't even want to use no other word or nothing like that, but you cool to make A's and B's in school for the simple fact that you know what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, like I'm telling him, he'll be 13. So let's say 20 years from now, you 33. I might not be here, but I need you to know that you are an AB honor roll student. He might go to school for criminal justice or something. Mm-hmm. And I need to know that you going to be able to protect yourself as a young black man. Like I told him, like I just said earlier, it's cool to fight certain battles, but I need you to be out there in them streets and be smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I got a voice. My voice is powerful enough where I don't have to react to a reaction, that I can also use my voice. You know, I may not need to react right now at this moment, but once I get out this moment, I can use my voice to show this reaction to that moment that I didn't react in right then and now. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of kids nowadays, you know, I'm gonna use basketball as an example. Kids nowadays, like I tell them, you know, we huddle up before the game. You know, we let them know, hey, look, this is what we got going on. But when you hit a whistle, let the ball go. You know, and my example is, I blow the whistle now, and kids still tugging after the ball, still tugging, you know, trying to show that manly, oh, I got this, you know. But once you hit a whistle, it's dead. Let it go.
Straight up.
All that after the whistle is just extra. You ain't doing straight up. You doing extra stuff. But once the whistle is blown, let the ball go. Because guess where the ball going to go? It's going to come to me regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So let it go. Use your athletic ability once the ball is live and in play to showcase what you got. Because all that extra tugging and this and that, you ain't doing nothing but just... It ain't worth nothing. So why not wait till when ball's live and then show what you could do? But, you know, it's... I worry about him. You know, I watch all the stuff on TV about, you know, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't ever want nothing to happen to him. You know, he actually comes from good family. You know, his Boykin side of the family, you know, Archer. He got great peoples out there. He got a bunch of role models out there. He got, you know, from his Davis side of the family out there in High Springs, he got good peoples out there. His blood, you know, strong on both sides. And, you know, I don't want nothing to happen to him. I don't want him to be nowhere where he ain't got no business and something happened to him. Lord willing, you know, I pray for him, his brother, his sister, every night. So, you know, just in general, you know, all three of them are great.
That's real. What's your experience been like with your daughter, man? You know, you got them two boys. If I don't know nothing else, boy, it's a different experience with girls, man. What's been your experience, bro?
Man, my daughter is every bit, if not probably 7-8, no, I'd probably say about 85% of her mom.
Yeah.
Very outspoken, very determined little girl. She's a daddy girl. I can say that. She get what she want. You know, she called me this morning. Talked to her. She actually went to the beach with a couple of friends. She came back this morning. I talked to her this morning. And, you know, them girls are just something very different. You know, when it come to them girls. You know, she's the youngest out of the three, but she thinks she run them.
Yeah.
You know, LaMaria, a.k.a. Cakes. You know, she's smart, too. She's straight A and B student, too. You know, with her, things kind of change when it, you know, from the boys to her. Because not only are you my only daughter, you are, you know, their sister. Now, their mom just recently had another baby, which they have another sister. But, you know, with her, she's happy. She's a big sister.
Yeah.
Now she's, you know, she think she the big sister out of all of them now. So, you know, with girls, it's completely different. It's like a love-hate relationship with girls. You know, you love your daughter no matter what. But then again, you hate to spank them or discipline them in a way because, you know, it's like, dang, maybe I'm too hard on them. But then again, you know, she know what she could do to make daddy, you know, vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, and when it comes to, you know.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, they come to them girls, man. You know, they have all the power in the world. And, you know, my daughter, she knows she got power. You know, she'll call, hey, dad. Can I get this or that? Or, hey, dad, can I do this? You know, I'd be like, Lamar, you know. And, you know, she'll come back 5 minutes later. She might just lay her head on me with that, you know. And it's like, all right, Cakes, I'll get it for you. Yay, you know. So, with her, she know.
They know how to manipulate the game, boy.
They do.
For real. Because, see, well, you say she's 8.
No, she's 7 right now, so but she'll be so 8 July 15th.
So, she about the same age as my oldest daughter. My oldest just turned 8.
Yeah.
Last month.
Okay.
And then I got my youngest daughter is 4. You know, my son, he the middle child.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you say, my youngest daughter, the 4-year-old, she thinks she run the whole house.
Yeah.
It's like, and she knows she the baby, and she be, when I tell you that little girl know how to manipulate, and I be having to lay down the law, because I'm like, no, I ain't finna let you just run. No, because I know she know what she be doing, and I'm like, dog, this girl really know. Like, I feel like she just sensed, like, okay, I'm the baby. You know, I'm the baby girl. I got to get my way. Bruh, she will she will try any and everything to get her way. And I just be, and I be having to call it out sometimes. Like, you think you trying to manipulate, ain't you? You know, then she'll wait till my wife come home sometimes from work. and then try to pull the games on my wife. And I'd be like, no, we not doing no, no, we not doing no, that. We not doing that. You know, because I have to catch it right then because she know. I'd be like, yeah, I know she know what she doing. So, and then I want to get on that point with you, like, so you got children in different households, right?
But no, all my kids are from Steph.
So they all in one.
Yeah, they all three of them and their daughter live with their mama in her hood.
Okay.
So they what they do is they stay with me half of the week. They stay with her half.
So y'all
of the
got
week.
Half and half.
Yeah, so we got half and half. So they go back from household to household, but the thing is with parenting is, you know, I can honestly say, you know, with me and Stephanie, you know, when it comes to parenting, education, come to just the kids in general, we all on the same page.
Okay, that's why I'm going, yeah.
When it come with them. Now, me and her, we may not see eye to eye on certain stuff, or we may not agree to disagree on certain stuff, but when I can honestly say through the whole time frame of us having kids that we've always been on the same page when it comes to them, whether it's, like I say, education, whether it's about disciplining them, whether it's about just in general life about them, we've always been on the same page when it comes mm-hmm. to them. You know, and you know, even school, you know, that's me and her, that's our biggest factor with them in school. You know, we, like I said, we don't have to really stay too much on Lamarquise. He's an AB student. Lamarion, he's a AB student, but you know, he's every bit of me, you know, you know, every bit of me when I was in school. You know, he's the class clown. He's funny. He's, you know, everybody knowing in school, you know, he's one of the ones, he's like I said, he's like me in school to the point where he done figured out, oh, this my cousin right here. Like, this my blood cousin. Like, you know, we done went to school to find out, oh, dad, this cousin Johnny's son, this Vaughn. And I be like, well, how you find out that's Vaughn? Yeah. Like, oh, we was talking and I know cousin Johnny L, and so it's like, oh Lord. But you know, like I said, when it come to parenting with her about the kids, we're on that same page. Like, even back to the point with Kate's. Kate's try to manipulate me and her. Mm-hmm. You know, or so. So yeah. Like, Kate's ask her for something and she might tell her no.
Yeah.
So Cakes will wait till she get with me. Oh, well, Dad, you know, can I get this? And, you know, I'd be like, well, Cakes, what did your mama say? Well, mama say talk to you. Okay, well, I tell you what, since mama say talk to me, I'm finna call mama right here on the phone with you. Yeah. So we all are, and then, you know, I didn't tell her that. I told her, da-da this, and then, you know, that's how she get caught up in her little mess. Yeah, so they think they know as kids, yeah, dad and mom may not be together, or, you know, dad's married to my dad's not married, but mom's married to her husband. You know, we know that's not our dad, but we know that that's a guy we're going to respect. We mm-hmm. know that he's not important. Only there for mom, but he's there for us also.
That's real.
And I can honestly say the guy that she's married to, he's actually been a good role model to them.
That's real.
You know, and you can't ask for nothing better than another man to help be a role model to them also. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I say, they know. I can call dad. I can go to dad's house. I can be with dad. You know, I can go live with dad if I want to. But then again, like I explained to them, that's y'all mama. Y'all need to be there for your mama just as much as y'all gonna be there for me. Mm-hmm. You know, me growing up, my dad and my mom was never together.
Yeah.
So my mom instructed into me. My mom was a crash officer. So my mom instructed into me the you know, the mama role. You know, growing up, it was my sister. Me and my sister had the same daddy. My brother, Raheem, he has a different daddy. His dad named William. He's from Lake Butler. So growing up with my mama, you know, as her being a correction officer, you know, things were strict with mama. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my mama was a mama. You know, my mama, you know, I honestly believe that a woman can't teach a young man to be a man. Straight up. May can implement what she want her young man to be in a man, mm-hmm. but you can't raise a young man to be a man.
Straight up.
Now, a father figure can be there for their young man and show him different things in life. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first had LaMarquise, I was a young man myself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like to touch bases, I never had that marriage family in my life growing up.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, true enough, my mom married, you know, my stepdad. But the things that me and my stepdad never touched on bases were, when he first came in, it was always, he was kind of strict. You know, I remember the first day I met him, the first thing he asked was, what time you want your bedtime to be? And it's like, that's the first thing you asked me as a young man, you know. So not only did not, me and him did not click for a while, he was also it went from my dad being a hardworking young man, went from my dad being a hardworking man to, now I'm rolling over to my stepdad, who's a 4.0, you know, GPA guy in high school, college. Mm. At that time, he was still in college. So he's a 4.0 guy, you know. Mm-hmm. So now I'm getting the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. So now I got my dad, who's, hey, man, hardworking, you know, make sure you get your grades up and stuff, to now I'm with my mom to the point where, you know, my stepdad is more, you know, more into the school work and stuff. Oh, this is not how you're going to write this. You know, we're going to go back. You're going to write a summary. You're going to write a beginning, a middle, an end. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to write your closing, to the point where, you know, he was more on hands with school. You know, so with that being said, you know, I've been in their situation growing up where I don't have both parents in there. But I got a parent and another father figure, and then my dad's on the side. Now, the difference with that being is that me growing up, I didn't get to see my dad every weekend, but I got to see him, you know, whenever we came up. Like, my mom lived here in Gainesville, then we moved to Clearwater. Then we went from Clearwater to Tarpon Springs, and then I grew up, you know, kindergarten through fifth grade, I grew up here. I went to Hidden Oak. Mm-hmm. My beginning of my sixth grade year, I started at Fort Clark, I think, for like 6 weeks. Then my mom got a promotion, and we moved to Clearwater. Mm-hmm. So I went to Clearwater. I went to John F. Kennedy Middle School down there. I finished sixth, seventh, eighth grade down there. Then ninth grade, I went to Clearwater High School. 10th grade, I went to Clearwater High School in the middle. And then I transferred to Tarpon Springs. Then I went to Tarpon Springs. My 10th grade and a little bit of my 11th grade year. Then I moved back here, and we went to Buchholz.
Shout out to the Bobcats.
Yeah, and finished school at the Bobcats. I had told my mom, which is, you know, I see my oldest son in me now, that my sister graduated from Buchholz. So I was like, Mom, I don't want to graduate from Chopper Springs. I want to graduate from Buchholz. You know, I want to be a Bobcat like my sister. So that's how I got back. I ended up coming back, playing football, basketball, ran a little track for a little while. But then, you know, my 12th grade year, with me going to Tarpon Springs, was a four-period school. Mm-hmm. So I earned double credits my 10th and 11th grade year while I was at school there. So when I got back to Buchholz, all I needed my senior year was an elective, economics, and then a PE course, another economics, and Spanish, and that was it. So I was going to school for four periods, and then I would leave. Like, I was going to OJT, you know, on job training back then, you know, used to get the pass. Hey, I felt like I was the man. Yeah. I had my own little card in, you know. So, you know, I was out of there, man. I was gone. I'm going, my first job, like I was telling him, my first job was washing dishes at an old nursing home.
Yeah.
At Park Place Nursing Home right there off of 20th. You know, man, I get off, go in during lunchtime, wash my dishes. Like I was telling him, I wash dishes probably about 1:45. Football practice started about 2:20. So it was only like a 8-minute ride from the school. Yeah. I hurry up, shoot back. I remember Coach Witt used to always tell me, all right, Davis, you better hurry up getting there and change. So we hurry up and change and get up there to the football field. You know, you know, those were the good times back in the day. So, you know, man, I really appreciate those times. You know, my mom, she's no longer here. You know, I still hear yelling from time to time. And, you know, I actually made a Facebook post about that a couple weeks ago. I was like, you know, I'm constantly on them, yelling at them, constantly, you know, hey, man, y'all do this. Get this done. Let's get this. You know, get in a timely manner. You know, do this. You know. But then, you know, they come home with A's and B's, and, you know, I be like, all the yelling is, I feel straight like up. That's I ain't saying I need to constantly yell at them. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like they listening.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I be like, they even listening to me? And then, you know, like I said, they come home with A's and B's. You know, I get reports from people that, hey, they good, well-mannered kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't ask for nothing no better than that.
Sure. The way, sometimes I be looking at that like, I know, like, what you saying, I be on my babies a lot. But then again, it's like, sometimes I got to really take a step back, look at it. And I'm like, at the end of the day, one thing I can say is, now, my babies give me and my wife, they give us hell. But when they're out, you know, when they're at school, when they go with other people, you know, they be good. You know, I be asking, having to ask teachers sometimes, like, do they be doing so-and-so in school? They no. Oh, and I'm like, I just don't get it. As soon as they get home.
They raising it. Yeah.
But I be like, you know what? I would rather them do that when they're at home.
In their comfort zone.
You know, and they're with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't want them to be doing that around other people that might not, you know, out in the streets, at school, doing all that stuff. I would rather them be good out there than at home. You know, I got the patience to work with it because these are my children, you know, and I know how to, I love the kids. So it's like, sometimes that just put me in a mode where I'm like, man, you know what? I ain't gonna trip about it, you know? And I give them days where, man, I ain't messing with them jokers. I'm like, man, listen, man, daddy finna go in this room, I'm finna chill. And I just let them do it. Now there are days when I'm on them. I'm talking about literally like every minute of the day, get this done, I want this.
Yeah.
Man, y'all better do this. And I be on them, but I be knowing that at times I got to be on them like that because, and I always tell them, the reason why daddy be on y'all like this is because I don't want for y'all to grow up and not understand responsibility.
Yeah.
Y'all have to understand responsibility, and it's going to be on me if y'all don't learn that.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be on your parents. It ain't going to be on nobody else. So we have to be this way and be hard on y'all like this. Because we're trying to teach y'all something. We're trying to help push y'all toward being responsible adults one day. You know, and I know that's how it was with me growing up. You know, my mom was so hard on me. But now that I'm an adult and I'm married and I got my own children, I got my own house now and stuff. It's like, now I know, I remember things that my mom used to say.
Yeah.
Okay, boom, let me make sure this is like this. And make sure this is this way. Because all of those things that she instilled in me when I was a jit, now, as I'm older now, it's in me now. I don't need nobody to tell me no more. I know now because of when I was 12 years old, 13 years old, you know, things that I learned, man. But, yeah, that's some important stuff. I got a couple more questions, man. I know y'all got to get up out of here. I want to ask you this, man. You know, like, what would you say is one thing that you can work on as a parent? You know, just one thing that you want to be better at in your parenting.
One thing I could be better at in my parenting is, with them is, you know, I think them as young men and you know, my daughter as a young lady, is the more understanding their term, not terminology, but understanding their more concept of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a child, you know, us growing up, mama say we in the car, don't touch nothing in the stove. That meant don't touch nothing in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your hand on that cart. Don't lose sight of them. You know, with them, you know, more understanding the concept with them is understanding that all three of them are different individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding their mindset and understanding their personalities of how they're growing up. Because, like you say, mama implemented stuff in us that we remember now, to the point, you know, kids aren't the same with mm-hmm. us growing up. I think straight kids up. Nowadays aren't strong enough mindset-wise like how we was when we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they go to stay at one of their friends' houses or something, I try to tell them, be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
You know.
For real.
And when I mean be aware of your surroundings, be mindful of what's going on at somebody's house. Because I'm not there with you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have parents who molest kids. We have parents who try to take advantage of kids. And that's where I'm trying to, as my parenting skills, me personally, understand my oldest son more, understand, you know, Marion more, understand Cakes more. So that way you can build that relationship with them, and they can come, they have confidence in you to come talk to dad or come talk to mom. Mm-hmm. Or hey dad, you know, look, I went to blah 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 house and I was eating food and I seen her dad or his dad, you know, touching inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, or in general, you know, my understanding needs to be more of a found, you know, commitment with them. I mean, you know, I understand them now. You know, we good with understanding and stuff. But I think, you know, that bond between dad and them should always be strong. You should be able to come to me and talk to me about anything. And, you know, and mm-hmm. I express that to them. I tell that to them. I know it's some stuff that, you know, they feel comfortable telling their mama. I know it's some stuff they feel comfortable telling me. But then again, you know, I want them to feel comfortable enough. Hey, I'm finna call my dad right now and talk to him. I got to tell him about this. I got to mm-hmm. let him know what's going on. And I think that's the biggest issue.
You want that stronger bond.
Yeah, just that stronger bond with them. Like, you always, like, I got, like, got a bond with them. You know, everybody know, you know, hey, you know, them Kobe kids, or you know, they quick to tell me, hey, my dad named Kobe. I know when I was growing up, people be like, well, who your dad, man? My dad named Theo. You know, I'd be quick. Hey, my dad named Theo. Yeah. And, you know, but just in general, being having that, I want our bond between all three of them to be tight. Mm-hmm. You know, I want them to know dad love you just as much as he love your brother. And dad love, you know, your brother and your sister just as much as he love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can't nobody change that. You know, that's always going to be there. Regardless whether I'm here on earth, regardless whether I'm 6 feet under, if I'm in a jail cell or whatever, dad love you no matter what. Dad going to be proud of you no matter what. But I want them to understand also and know in life is not going to always be easy. You know, it's times where we're going to try to prevent from hitting rock bottom, to times where you're going to be at your highs in life.
Hmm.
You know, and with that, I want you to know that we always gonna come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless whether daddy here with you or not, we gonna figure it out. We gonna get it done, and it's gonna be a wrap. You know, we gonna get it. And you know, I think that's just the biggest thing is just that bond with them.
Straight up, that's real. Y'all man, got anything y'all want to say? Nine. Okay.
They quiet. They don't say too much.
Well, to end this show, man, you know, I just want to say to y'all, man, keep doing what y'all doing, man. You know, y'all young men, all I say to y'all, man, listen to what your dad say, man. You know, I know at times it might seem like, man, daddy always got something to say. Daddy always talking about this. Daddy always doing that. And I know. That's how I used to feel about my mama. She always got something to say. She thinks she know everything. But as I've gotten older, I'm 32 years old now, man, and I got 3 children, and I'm married, and I appreciate my mom now, everything that she taught me back in the days, man. So, you know, one day y'all will see, you know, not saying that y'all don't appreciate it right now, but just saying, you know, keep doing what y'all doing, you know, whatever y'all parents are trying to instill in y'all, you know, just kind of just keep doing what you do, man. Continue to stay focused. You know, don't let people make you want to do things that you don't want to do. You know, like your dad say, man, be a leader, you know, because that's going to be the one thing that's going to take you far, especially if you're trying to play sports, man. That's one thing I always try to tell young men or a young woman. Always be a leader and walk in integrity. And when I say integrity, be honest, be truthful. You know, like don't try to cheat the system. Don't try to cheat your way to the top. You know, always keep it real. You know, do the things you know you're supposed to be doing, and you will see the results from that, man. So yeah, y'all boys keep doing what y'all doing, man. Y'all making your dad proud. More than sure you making your mom proud. And yeah, man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. But Big Dog, man, you know I appreciate you coming through,
sir, man.
Dog,
anytime, for real, man. Yeah, you know, I don't get to chop it up much with you, you know, especially when we used to, you know, be at Walmart.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I used to always holler at you in the margarine.
Yeah.
You know, we always had that part of the day. We had 30 or 45 minutes. We just standing out there just chopping it up.
Chilling.
Yeah, we supposed to be working. But one thing about it though, man, you know, when you came, you know, I was like, oh, this, you know, this dude here ain't gonna do too much. And then, you know, that day you, hey, Cole, I think I broke the record.
All right.
And I'm like, dog, man. I'm like, shit, you done broke the record. Hell, I done broke the record. Then you come back, I think like a couple months later, he done broke his own
slid
record.
That thing again.
I'm
boy.
Like, dog, man. At one point, I didn't even lie. I had told, I can't think of the man name. The guy, he was our manager. He was a guy from Tennessee with Big Tennessee Flat Mark.
Mike.
I said, Mike, man, Aunt will make me come out of retirement, man, and get off this lift and go into Martin.
All right.
But, man, you know, them were the days, man. You know, that's one thing about it also. You know, I know we finna go. But same thing with them, especially work ethic. You know, working at Walmart, I worked there 13 years, man. Get there, that place 13 years of my life. And, you know, it was hard to go. You know, I had been there for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be there from the day they cut the ribbon, you know, and that was, whoo, I was there when there wasn't nothing in the modules, and we were just pushing the broom till, you know, I was there to when, you know, a lot of changes came. But, man, you know, as one co-worker to another co-worker, one parent to another parent, you know, one father to another father, and even one homie to another homie. You know, I remember when you first was telling me back in the day, hey, man, you know, man, I'm thinking about, you know, doing this and stuff, man. I'm just glad to see you, you know, achieve your dreams, bro. And that's real, you know, real talk. You know, that ain't just to be on the L. That's to tell you, you know, I tell you in person, dog, I'm proud of you. You know, I'm glad to know that you're married. You know, you're doing what you need to do to be on top of things. You know, I may be older than you, you know, but, you know, things I look at, you know, you, Ron, look at Brandon, Jay, you know, I look at, you know, my cousins, you know, Jeremiah, I look at, you know, my cousin Carl, you know, my little cousin Crit, you know, I look at y'all and be like, man, you know, these are fathers. You know, my cousin, bro, you know, shout out to Carl. Carl's gonna get ready to have a little boy, his first baby.
So he's in, shout out to my dog.
He's in his first, you know, welcome to fatherhood. Yeah. But, you know, man, I look at y'all, man, and, you know, not only are y'all fathers, you know, everybody on their P's and Q's, everybody doing what they need to do. You know, I had a stumble in life one time, and then, you know, I done bounced back. I feel like I've really been blessed, you know, in general in life. You know, especially with my kids, you know, to have healthy kids at that.
All right.
And, you know, I'm just proud, dog, and I'm proud of you, and I appreciate you. And, you know, I'm glad I could, you know, come on and talk with you.
For sure.
So, you know, man, you know, anything you need, bro, you know, call me, man. You know, if I got it, you got it. You know, I look at you as family, you and Ron, you know, you and your brother, you know, y'all good people, man.
Yeah.
That's my dog. He'll tell you straight up.
Shout out to my dog, him. Kid, right?
Yeah, I done called him some days and had to vent to him.
Yeah.
And he be like, I be like, Ron, I ain't even mean to keep you on the phone this long, bro. He be like, bro, I understand, bro, you know. Yeah. But, you know, man, it's like real deal, though, dog. I really appreciate y'all, though, dog. You know, we come a long way from throwing cases.
Mm-hmm.
A long way from, you know, riding the lift and putting those pallets up.
Yeah.
You know, making gold. So, you know, dog, you know, in life, you know, you hit with bumps, and it's up to you to whether you to get over that rock. And I can honestly say, dog, that, you know, I'm blessed, you know, you blessed, and we gonna continue this.
Straight up. Yeah. Straight up. That's real, man. That's real. That's love, bro.
Yeah.
For real, man. But for all y'all out there listening, man, y'all continue to stay tuned, man, because what we doing right here, man, this is building. Y'all always see me on social media talking about changing the narrative. That's what we going to do. You know, one way or the other, we going to make sure that we change the narrative surrounding fatherhood, especially black fatherhood, man. You know, we going to build this brotherhood. We going to be here for one another because this is something that we need. You know, we need for black dads to be able to come together and be here for one another because, you know, the world don't really care nothing about us like that. At least that's how I feel. You know, don't nobody else. Ain't nobody else going to care about us. So we got to care about one another and be here for one another, man. So for all my brothers out there, man, y'all continue to stay up, man. Stay focused. Stay encouraged. I love y'all brothers, man. If anybody know me, and if you don't know me, you ask around. If you need somebody, please call me. You know, my number is always, my line always open, you know, open line of communication. If you got issues, you got things, if you just need somebody to talk to, man, if you don't have my number, hit me up on the book, hit me up on Instagram, whatever, you know, get in contact with somebody that has my number and call me, text me, you know, we can get together. You can come to my house, I'll come to your house, whatever, man. You know, that's how we supposed to be, man. You know, as a community, we got to be here for one another, man. So, yeah, like I say, man, y'all continue to stay tuned, man. Continue to support, man. I appreciate all my listeners out there, everybody that's been supporting me. Shout out to my brother, Robert Frazier, man. My dog, so real, man. You just been on my mind today, dog. I love you, bro. One of them brothers that's always there for me. And, yeah, man, y'all continue to keep it locked to Dad Can We Talk, man. Go to Facebook. Follow us at Dad Can We Talk. Go to Instagram, Dad Can We Talk. YouTube, Dad Can We Talk. If you just want to find the podcast, go to Google and type in Dad Can We Talk. All the episodes will pop up right there. The website will pop up there. All the social media pages will pop up there, man. But yeah, man, that's how y'all can find me. But yeah, we keeping it locked, man. It's Dad Can We Talk. We out.